When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, this is a very interesting story for the, well, those people up there in Mareeba. They've had it tough in recent times. The explosion and the vandalism in the town is almost beyond description. And some of the violence and crime generally, they've had it really, really tough in recent times. So I don't know whether they're going to welcome this information or not, but it's a big story in the Cairns Post today. It reads here, the Mareeba community is being asked to provide their insight and experiences as Main Roads seeks feedback regarding a proposed heavy vehicle bypass. Now, the aim of the bypass is to take heavy vehicle traffic away from the main thoroughfare of Byrne Street and around the centre of Mareeba, easing traffic and congestion for locals and tourists. The program is looking to confirm the alignment of the bypass and identify a viable delivery strategy, and is fully funded by the Queensland Government under Transport System Planning Program to a cost of $2.2 million. Feedback can be submitted, it says, via the Main Roads website by clicking on the Have Your Say button. Now, should it be controversial? There are two very strong arguments here. That's fine for people who don't want to necessarily visit Mareeba. But people in business are going to say, hang on a minute, a lot of those people don't necessarily want to stop, but they see our advertising, our hoardings out on the footpath, and suddenly realise, oh, I've got to buy one of those. Oh, I better see what they've got available. And people who are in business in towns where there's going to be a bypass have very grave concerns about the impact it's likely to have on their future business health. So I just put a call through to Lockie Benstead. Lockie's in business himself, but more importantly, he's a councillor up there in Mareeba, and he's on the line set to go. Yeah, Councillor Lockie Benstead is ready to go. Lockie, good morning.
Hey, g'day, John. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, Lockie. You've been a wonderful contributor since you were about 10 years old.
Yeah. No, look, it feels like that. It feels like, and I'll let you know a little secret. I'm actually standing on the roof as we speak, putting in some roofing screws. We've had an incredible amount of rain. It's phenomenal, actually. To hear Mareeba mentioned ahead of Cairns when the rain total, that's the first for me. So, look, I can... I backed onto the Barron River up here as well, and it's got a really good flow. But there's some reports out at Chiligo. They've had 30 inches of rain since it all started back around Christmas time, and we've got some reports from council with the road conditions. So, look, it is wet season time, but I think it's taken a lot of people by surprise the amount and how short in time it's fallen. But we welcome it all the same, John.
Can you still get through to Chiligo? What's the road like?
Look, you can. Well, Pump Creek at Elmerden will be your only sort of real hold-up. I guess, of course, the couple back at Dimbula. But, look, if you don't need to go out there, you probably wouldn't want to go out there. You'd get to Chiligo and you wouldn't be able to go any further west.
Yeah.
The mining guys have all pulled up. They're using helicopters to fly some of the guys into the King Vole mine out there.
Yeah.
And it's all this time of the year. It's just the ground was already wet prior to us leading up to this big rain event. So, I'm just speaking of my little place here. The ground was already saturated, so it was, to get any more rain, it's all runoff. And a friend of mine just put up a video on Facebook of the Barron Falls early this morning, and it looks spectacular. So there's a good tourist thing to do on a day like today.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent news. Now, don't go away. This is an interesting one. There'll be two sides to this particular story. Some people say, good idea, don't need to go through Mareeba. Other people who are in business in Mareeba Main Street are going to say, hang on a minute, this is going to give us a hit to our till every day. What are your thoughts?
Oh, look, absolutely. There's two arguments, but if you're in a truck, if you're in a semi or a B-double, which is currently what goes through a main street, you can imagine the sort of angst of people that have witnessing these big trucks come through town. I mean, they're not going to stop in town anyway. There's nowhere for them to pull up, realistically, to stop. So they're not going to lose that type of business. We welcome it from the state because it's been a long time. It's been talked about for 30-odd years. And the fact that there's actually a study and some figures getting thrown around, I just did the survey earlier this morning, so it's a bit of a bug. You've got to log in and create a username, but that's all right. It's something you'll get feedback on. So I think it'll be welcomed broadly by the community. There might be a few that are against it, but in reality, we talk about safety and the amount of incidents we've had on that main street. Fortunately, there's been not that many with big trucks because the guys drive really well, but you've only got to get an out-of-towner truck that comes up from down south and he sits in the wrong lane. People are trying to reverse out. It creates a fair bit of Fairview, because it is two lanes. Yeah. And the importance for me is I think we need to keep the two lanes. We don't want it to be bottlenecked. Up at Atherton, it's one lane. It gets bottlenecked all the time. Mm. So, look, this is an opportunity for our big freight guys. And our agriculture sector is exploding, and it's all done by freight, all done by truck. So, you know, because we don't have any rail services up here anymore. So everything's relied on trucks. That's why I'm in the business of trucks. Most of the people we deal with, it's a huge industry, and it's a big employer, you know. So they've got the cane guys. We've got the general freight to and from Cairns with earth moving materials and things like that. So, look, it's a big important issue for those at Amreeva that have been around for a little while now and can see the incidents or the near misses that occur. The sad part is, John, with our Spring Mount waste station, prior to us going out to Spring Mount the waste, a lot of the waste trucks would be up the main street, and the smell that sort of comes out of those big side tip of the big double sided side tipper trucks is quite rank, you can imagine. So fortunately that's sort of subsided a little bit now, but it's just something that's probably well overdue, and it's, I don't think it'll affect business too much. It's going to be out of the way a little bit, so if you wanted to save kilometres going north, you wouldn't take the bypass the way it's going to go. So it specifically will be designed for trucks. It'll work well. The only issues we got, John, is it's got to go over a waterway, over the Granite Creek, which is a significant cost. So if we can get the local member and get some funding and her assistance, she's assured me that she is supportive of this a few years ago. But I think it's a good place to be in right now is the planning, have your say, and the state's good. I'm glad they're actually doing some consultation instead of saying, here it is. It's going to be built next year. Yeah. Have your chance to have a say. Yeah, you know, exactly. It's good to see that from the state.
Agriculture is exploding, you say. Tell us more.
Oh, look, if you can't get a job in Reeve at the moment, there's something wrong with you. The agriculture sector, as we head west towards Dimbula, is tenfold. You know, it's worth $500 million and easily to the economy locally here. You know, to get a place in Dimbula, like you could throw a stone down the street a few years ago and no one would see it. Now you'll hit at 20 or 30 cars. It's really exploding. There's a lot of South African investment that have come over here.
Yeah.
A lot of the ex-tobacco farms, you know, they're 100 or 200 acre farms. They've been sitting idle, you know, big fire hazards. And now that these investment portfolios have turned up and they've been buying a lot of these properties. And the good news is, you know, they're giving me business. They're giving the local town business. They're supportive, which is really good. And they're, you know, the tennis club has reinvigorated itself at Dimbula. There's soccer. There's the footy team that, you know, that will probably go out there and do some training and things like that. So, what it has done is driven up the price of agriculture, of course, but the people that have invested out here know we've got a good water supply as in Tinaroo. We've got good farms. The soil is perfect and the conditions are spot on because, you know, at Dimbula, it certainly does dry out, but you can control your watering. So a lot of those guys that are growing stuff out there are happy to be in the drier area because they can control when they want the water versus the coast. So, look, John, it's really exciting. The stuff that we're getting through council that we approve is regular. You know, it's not just a one-off approval here and there. There is, you know, accommodation being sought on these farms and change of use for their property for, you know, for single use accommodation. That thing says to me, hey, we've got an investment here in our farm. We want to house our workers. So, look, it's exciting time to be an ag up here. And I guess you guys are feeling it down there because a lot of the big farmers will source their stuff, their big equipment from the coast and fuel, especially fertilizer and things like that. So I think it's a really good spot, and Mareeba's doing really well in a sense of the spend in town. You know, it's really positive.
They're all the positives. How are you going with the juvenile crime?
Well, yep, it's going to be a good year because we've offered a solution late last year at the LGAQ conference held in Cairns, and you know, part of the solution was we need to get these offenders out on these rural remote properties. The Catta boys support it, and there's members of the LNP that support it. We just want the government on board. This isn't just a one fix for everything, but this is to get those that are currently offending. There's no point sending them to juvenile detentions and places like that where they can walk out of a night time, you know, especially
yes.
The proposal that was floated about putting one up near Leah Lotus. I mean, who's going to look after him come after 5 o'clock? The issue is after 5 o'clock of, yes. of the night time. So when these offenders are out on these rural remote properties, they can't walk to town. You know, there's no point. You get lost. And so we provided an opportunity. Mario Malekita, Councillor Mario Malekita championed this. He's been in talks with a lot of people. We've got a good solution. Let's get some stuff underway, because there's a lot of people who have put their hand up. Police officers that are retired, there's people from the military who are retired that I want to be part of this program.
Yeah.
I want to get the next generation of kids educated and give them a start, give them an opportunity. And that's probably the words that have been missing from the state of late, is that we're not providing an opportunity. We're providing a spot for them to go when they break the law. That's detention centres, but where's the opportunity? So let's get them off the street, and that we know who they are. There's only that cohort that have... Mm. Very strong down in your country. I actually spoke off the record to a police officer the day, and he was quite adamant about the fact that he's agreeing. He said, we are seeing the same. We know him first name. They know our name. And we are just sick of it. So he said to me, let's get it. And he goes, I hear you guys have put up a proposal. So obviously, you know, the police officer can't speak public on it, but he was supportive of it.
Mm.
So we look, the problem is there. You know, I'm in town during irregular hours as well, and I see it. I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing out on this time of the street and the daytime?
Yep.
What are you going to contribute to society today? Where's your contribution to society? And it's not there.
Mm.
So we know them. They know who they are. There's no deterrent. And this is an opportunity to get them and say, right, you're going to property X located here. Judge's order, of course. This is the time you will be there. This is the program you're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And these properties are located right around the state. The state already owns these properties. They don't need to invest millions. They've already got them in their back pocket. So let's get them utilised. Let's not let them become a weed bowl, you know, because at the moment they're just being underutilised, a lot of these properties. Let's get them utilised and get some income back in off these properties as well.
This has been wall-to-wall common sense today, Lockie. Sadly, all too rare. Solid gold. Congratulations. Great to talk to you again.
Appreciate it, John.
That's Councillor Lockie Benstead. He's the councillor with the Mareeba Shire.